Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha and happy Thursday. This is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix coming to you from the heavenly island of Maui, Hawaii. Before I get going, I set myself up on my, we call it a lanai here in the mainland United States. They call it a porch. And the wind has really kicked up. So if you can tell me if it's interfering on the other end, I'd appreciate that. I can move inside. So anywho, thanks for calling in. I have a few calls on the board. I can still handle a few more. I'm going to be giving about 5-minute readings. And no matter what, there's no dumb questions. So no matter what you ask me, Spirit will have a message for you. And it'll always have to do with ascension because that's what my guides have told me I'm supposed to help people with. And I just have a brief intro here that I want to read so that you understand the purpose of this, because I had a specific download when I woke up this morning to focus on why you want to move into the higher energy because of the way you manifest what you need. And the words that I heard loud and clear that opened up to the download were that energy, money is energy, energy is money. And that's just our out picturing of it as everything is. It's all just symbolic. And in the heightened energy, we attract things of value based on our energy level. So that's what ascension is. It's raising your vibration to a level where life becomes a lot easier. So the purpose of this show is to help people understand how to move out of the old energy of the matrix and into the new frequency of heaven on earth. Life is much easier there in heaven on earth. Everything in our universe is vibrational or electromagnetic. Therefore, everything is based on the law of attraction. In the matrix, we move through life disconnected from our soul or God. We attracted our life based on karma and imbalances. In heaven on earth, we live in a state of co-creation connected to our soul or God. In order to mesh with the frequency of heaven on earth, we need to raise the vibration of our mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual bodies. We function in a new energy by becoming active creators of our lives, and we navigate by intuition. Manifesting our needs in the higher frequencies is entirely different than the way it is done in the matrix. In the matrix, getting what we need and want requires a certain level of aggression and ambition, whereas in the higher frequency, we receive what we need and want by virtue of our energy level. That's why we need to raise our energy. Our energy level is determined by how much of our soul or God is operating and integrated into our earthly vessel or body. This is what is meant by seek ye first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added unto you. The teachings of Esther Hicks also make reference to this point of attraction, as does my book. It's an ebook, Living in the Vortex. And if you look at the show description, you'll see all my other books. There's plenty of other good ones out there, too. I help my listeners raise their vibration or any energy level so they may manifest and flow in the higher energies. Always remember, God, soul, energy, they're all love. It's all about love. I highly recommend also reading the book, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. I had to reread it again last year. This is a New Age Bible. I mean, you can't go there without understanding this book. Okay, so I'm going to get to the readings, and I take them in the order that they come in, and I'm going to I'll call out your area code, and you can tell us a little bit about yourself. Hi, 973 area code. Hi, what can we work on today?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm working on trying to change the energy and moving forward, and putting things in order. Sometimes it does very stagnant.
Yeah. Have you ever called into the show before?
No.
Have I ever
not
talked
that I'm
to you
aware
before?
Okay. Of.
Yeah, what I am picking up, and you probably is probably going to resonate with you. The first thing that I'm getting is that you have a lot of gifts that you haven't developed. Are you aware of what your gifts are? You know, the gifts that come from your soul.
Yes, it just seems to be like I don't think the people around me understand it. I take that into consideration that I'm just beginning to understand it, but sometimes.
Yeah.
Distractions get in the way, and it tends to, like, drain my energy.
Yeah, exactly. Of course it does. Well, that's good you recognize that. That's fabulous. So you've come to the right place. You know what? I'm going to say one thing right here. I should have put this on the show description. If anybody sends me an email, alana@alanak.com, I will send you a coupon code to get Wishing on Your Own Star, which is about aligning with your soul purpose, the ebook. And you can get it on Smashwords. So anyway, send me an email. I will send you a coupon code to get that book free. And I think you could really use that, my current caller. Okay, so let's tune into what some of your gifts are so that we can help enhance them. And I hear what you're saying. I think that's something really important for people to hear, because when it comes to law of attraction, initially we are going to have people around us. If we're not engaged and completely like functioning from our gifts, then we're going to have people around us that don't recognize it. So by law of attraction, those people will be there. So therefore, as we start to ascend and embrace and use our gifts and bring them into our life, those same people are likely not going to come with us on our journey. And it's important to hang loose, you know, don't let, it's not that we have to be angry at people, I guess that's what I'm trying to say, because they're there by virtue of law of attraction. So that's okay. It's all just to teach us by the contrast and compare. And as we start to embrace our gifts, we will start to gravitate to situations and people, and they will gravitate to us that will continue to enhance those things. Are you aware, because sometimes Spirit will tell me what your gifts are. I'm getting something with singing, music, singing. That at least, in the very least, is what helps connect you and helps you stay connected to your soul despite the surroundings not being in harmony.
I do have a love of music. I'm not necessarily singing, but when I do get a chance to sing, it frees my spirit.
Right,
you know,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm not in a choir or anything of that nature. I do come from a family that loves a different variety of music. I've had played music in the past, instruments in high school, and, you know, I think I have a really good taste of music. But like you said,
it connects you.
I like to sing, but I don't sing for, like, other people. I sing when my spirits are high.
But
the type of music that I do love, especially like gospel, it kind of reaches my spirit in a sense where it makes me cry.
That's it right there.
It makes me cry. It makes me cry.
That's
because
the connection.
It usually brings out those things that, you know, I got either repressed or it's a release for me.
And it helps you align despite the fact, until you're surrounded by a world that is not interfering with your natural flow. We want to know the things. This is why Spirit will give this to me for people. We want to know the things that help keep us connected to our heart. It's almost like an anchor. I think you really get it. You've expressed it just exactly how I would explain it to people. That's why I love doing this show, because so many people can hear what somebody's talking about and they can get the insights for their own life from it. We need to know which things connect us to our soul, because we lose it it's like an anchor. And especially with the world the way it is now, with all the things that are happening and all the scares that are coming down the pike all the time, and the chaos and the confusion, you got to know what your anchors are. So now that we got your anchor, and it doesn't matter if you're ever going to get paid for it. I doubt if I sing, and that connects me to my soul too. And I realize that I do it for fun and to stay in that frequency. I may never be a professional singer, but that's what you do. Do it anyway, even if it's artwork or whatever. When we engage in our creative activities, it connects us and keeps us connected. So let me see now. It seems to me that you're concerned about, it's definitely what I'm also seeing is your next step in life is to start working toward doing a livelihood that involves, because I see you being with people in your livelihood. It's not like you're going to be doing something at a computer or at a desk tucked away. I see you engaged with people, and I see that, are you wanting to move into a new realm with regard to a livelihood?
You know,
because I'm seeing movement.
Right now, I have been stuck at a computer because of COVID, but I should be returning to in-person work in a couple of weeks. It's only going to be for a few weeks until the next school year. However, I'm concerned about that. But moving forward, I do physically want to move from where I'm living right now, and I am retaining doing some things on my own. I definitely want to look into like apothecary and, you know, dealing with a lot of plants and things of that nature.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds fabulous. Yeah, and if you start moving in that direction, then definitely.
The
that's okay. I didn't even hardly hear that. I can hear the wind in the trees here. By the way, is the wind okay? It's not interfering with
No,
phone call?
Not at all. I don't even hear that.
I'm a little protected from the wind. Oh, good. Okay, so that's good that you said that, because I was feeling when you were saying you're going to be going back soon, I was getting kind of a down in energy. I like flashed the energy as far as how it feels in your body. I was feeling kind of a down, which means that your soul is saying, no, not really. And it's like time for a change.
Environment that I work with. I work in, and really, I come to the conclusion that it's just a matter of me working, and I just want to get to the place where my pension is fine and move forward, because there's a lot of upheaval going on in that environment.
You're definitely supposed to be making a change, but definitely choose something where you're going to be able to start using your gifts, and you do have that gift of intuition when you're talking about doing the apothecary, whatever, like natural medicine or anything like that, that you will be engaging your intuition. And so trust your intuition. When you're doing that, make sure you're aligned, you know, do some singing or whatever, get aligned, and then use that and trust it when you're in front of somebody to just intuitively know how you can help a certain individual with their specific situation. And that sounds wonderful. And I'd love to hear about your journey. Anybody else who calls in, just let us know how it's going, because people learn, like I said, from other people. So I really appreciate your call. I think it was very helpful for a lot of people. And stay in touch, click on follow. And like I said, send an email, and I'll send you the coupon for the ebook. And we'll talk to you soon. Best of luck with everything. Okay, aloha. Everybody on my show gives me great faith in humanity. Okay, now I am the 510 area code. What can we work on today?
Hi, this is Tasha. I want to know what you think that's for me. I'm just going with the flow of life.
Pardon me?
I'm just going with the flow of life. I'm just trying to see what you pick up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. You're going with the flow. And I got to be honest with you, what it kind of feels like to me is that the flow has more elements of other people's energy than of your own energy. Was that an accurate description?
I guess.
I feel like more like things are happening to you rather than coming from your soul's point of attraction. So what I would recommend trying, and everybody should do this, it works, is when you wake up in the morning, before you engage with anybody you're living with or go to work, get in traffic, every day work on centering and breathing. There's some more stuff coming for you, but I'm just saying, centering and breathing, and what your breath is your soul, and that's your energy, that's your path, that's your flow. And breathe that in and out several times until you can almost feel the flow going out before you. And then what you want to do is ride that energy. Otherwise, do you want to share where the congestion might be coming from? Do you have a family, a significant other?
Yes. Right now I have a family, and I just became a new grandma. My grandson is 9 months now, so I'm in this transition of flow. So I'm waking up every day being grateful and everything that I have, and I appreciate everything. So I'm just going with the flow. So I'm just trying to see how's everything evolving, because I'm working on self-love and self.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I feel like what I'm picking up is that was Spirit's message. That's a really good way to put it. Self-love is that whenever, I'm a grandmother too. I have 7 grandchildren, and they're all over the country. And I've had to get used to it. It's very hard for me because I love very deeply. And it's hard for me to stay in my flow. Or at least I find it hard because I put up resistance for wanting to take care of myself. My go-to is always to nurture and love somebody else, because I've been raising children and grandchildren for so long. And so whether we realize it or not, even though it's a beautiful blessing, I raised my number 5 grandchild for many years because my daughter was young when she gave birth. And though it was a beautiful blessing with wonderful memories, it did take a toll on me physically and financially because I wasn't putting myself first. All I'm saying is, make sure if you do that, it'll help so that things open up for you besides the family. I guess that's what I'm getting at. That there's more to life, balancing out the fact that you're caring and nurturing of your family and then doing things for yourself. And that's the message that I got from Spirit for you. And is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
A relationship? I know it's kind of difficult juggling with family and relationships.
I'm
getting to the point where I just feel like I don't know if I should stay single and just deal with family and grandkids.
Oh, that's a very good question. And based on what I just said, I'm going to guess what Spirit's going to tell me is that, that's something that would nurture you. And I'm really feeling that. I'm feeling that you're tapping in. Sometimes when people call in and they say, what do you tell me about my love life? That's a really broad question and not really an ascension question. But in your case, where your message from Spirit as far as raising your energy, you would be, and Spirit saying you really have to have things that are just for you and for your enjoyment. And I believe that you are already tapping into that is there. So it helps to not be ambiguous. So I'm going to help you be accepting of the fact that I believe that there is a nurturing relationship, that just a personal relationship that's there for you just to have fun and do things. Like whether it's go out to eat, go to the park, do something together, or whatever it might be, that is definitely part of your self-love. And try, like I said, you love your family and God bless you for being such a wonderful person, but give yourself at least as much love. Yeah. And I would say that that's a yes on the relationship. I believe it's already there in your heart. And as soon as you open up to it, I think it should start to show up. And I'm getting multiple relationships too.
Oh, can you tell me if this guy named
I don't
Henry
mean many men.
If Henry would come back to me or no?
The person that I'm seeing is a person who's got a really good positive disposition. Might be a little overweight. I don't know why I'm picking that up. That's not usually something I pick up. Positive disposition, treats you really well, has a little bit of money. I'm getting has more money than you. And will always treat you well. It's not like a great passion. It's not like a really deep soul relationship I'm not picking up. And I think you might know the difference. But it's somebody that you can have fun with where there won't be drama. I'm seeing that person. I'm getting like a whole description on this person. This is the person that you might want to spend more time with. They're either in the wings, they're there, they're ready to join your life, something like that. It's real close. So maybe open yourself to that and see if it shows up. But that's what you need right now, something pretty lighthearted. And the question about Henry would probably be for another show. Or you could do a private reading. I don't usually do much information on other people because my guides have said this is supposed to be for helping people get closer to their soul, not to do too much about relationships. But in your case, that was coming through, so I gave it to you. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to cut you loose. It was fabulous talking to you, and have a wonderful day. Aloha. Okay, now I'm going to the 512 area code. What can we work
Hello.
On today? Hi.
Hi. Well, I'm sure we all can work on something.
Yes, there's always something every day.
So I wouldn't say there's anything I'm necessarily looking to work on, though, although I'm sure there's something, as I stated. But I guess I'm just open to whatever it is that you may be receptive to or whatever impressions you pick up on. I'm not really familiar with you or your work.
Yeah.
I should probably read the description here. let's see. Let me go back to it. But I do know you seem to function in the capacity that an intuitive would.
Yeah.
And it
I'll
says,
give you a second.
So what has you stuck? Alana has answers. Well, we'll see about that. I mean, I don't know. Nothing really has. I guess I'm just I'm always open to just general impressions.
Mm-hmm.
That you may.
That's fine if you don't have a specific thing that you feel stuck on, because what happens is spirit will tell me what would be the most helpful thing for you to know today. That's the main thing I'm wanting people to know is that, what would be the most helpful thing? Well, the first thing I'm getting is that, we were talking about what connects you to spirit and when you know. Do you feel like you know when you're really aligned with your soul or when you're not?
Oh, certainly. I feel my plight throughout the entirety of my life has been a little bit different to most people that I've encountered, in that I feel like I've been working really hard to understand what it means to live in a mundane world, be in my body. It's kind of been the opposite, reverse experience for me. And so it's taken me a long time to really mature, because I just never really had an awareness of body or race or age or connection to food. So, but I'm becoming more human every day, I suppose.
Well, that's interesting. What I like about the way you describe that is, I mention this every once in a while, is everybody has a different way of looking at things, and they have a different way of verbalizing it. So I was listening to you and trying to listen on a deep level and figure out what you're getting at. I think you're saying, if I put it in my words, is that you have enjoyed the simplicity of being connected to your soul. Is that kind
yeah,
of part?
Essentially, I feel I've always had a connection, a soul. I am a soul.
Yeah.
Trying to
right.
live.
You identify as your soul in a human body.
A human.
Right.
Exactly. I've always, that's all I've ever known. And what's been
beautiful, yeah,
is trying to live in a human world, you know.
Oh,
so.
Perfect. Okay, I get what you're getting at. Totally, totally. You're like paralleling with me. I've always been right. So good. This is great because that's an important point. In Eckhart Tolle's book, he talks about identifying as your soul, or are you identifying as your personality? And that's what I help people with too, is help to learn the difference. That's why I said, do you know the difference? I guess that was the right question to get this conversation rolled out
mm-hmm.
onto the mat. And yeah, some people
it's
are,
just like you.
They
it's
bought
similar,
into all
actually.
Of the, yeah, some people bought into the whole programming thing, the matrix, and now they have to figure out how to get out of it and find their soul. And a lot of people have always been aligned with their soul, and they're looking at this world and going, what is this? And ooh, yeah, and trying to fit in. And what I have really worked on embracing was, the thought of wearing the world as a loose garment. That's the word that works, that's the phraseology that works the best for me, and it's hard to do. I have had businesses where I got completely engulfed and burned out in all of the activity and the kinetic stuff and everything. And then I burn out. Then I'll take a period of time just to reconnect with my soul. I'll start on a new venture. So what I'm doing with the wisdom gained from going back and forth several times is I'm learning to just move, step lightly. Because we are in a physical body, we do have to pay our taxes. Well, you don't have to if you don't want to. But, I mean, you got to buy groceries. You have to eat food. It's just wear it as a loose garment, meaning, as you had expressed and when you described it to me, is that you don't derive your happiness or your sense of self from a bowl of ice cream or a fancy outfit or a flashy car or a... And that's important, too, because that's all part of the matrix.
Present.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
what part of the country what part of the country do you live in?
I'm from New York City, actually. But yeah, I'm from New York City, but I'm actually living in Austin. And I think essentially that is kind of my plight. You know, I think if there was any area in which I would consider myself to be stuck, it would be in the area I'm stuck in the spiritual realm, the intangible. I'd much rather not for instance, I recall, you know, every Christmas my mom always buying gifts, and I remember always
mm-hmm.
saying, like, I don't want this. Like, I don't want to save your money.
Yeah.
I don't want any of this. I don't care. None of this matters to me. And I think I'm trying to make meaning out of matter.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. It's like A Course in Miracles says, you think you're going to find happiness here. You never will. You never will. Your only happiness comes with being aligned with your soul, which is what I'm teaching on my show. So you'd be a great person. Would you please call in every time? I'm going to be doing this every Thursday at this time so we can discuss this stuff, because that's what I'm trying to help people with. When you're connected, and Eckhart Tolle talks about it in his book that I told everybody early on, you really need to digest this book, is when you identify with your soul, of Course in Miracles says this too, you're automatically in a state of joy. It's automatic because that's what our soul is made of. And I was just going to tell you that on Maui, where I live, it's really about love. It's like Maui is love. It's a high vibration. Sometimes people, I was in Milwaukee, and I went through my ascent. And back in the 90s, I had an aura picture taken of me. And it
it's
came
purple,
out of the printout, and the woman said it's all, yeah, she said it's this is all ultraviolet light, all, the whole thing.
Yes.
She goes, I've never seen this before. But I was in Milwaukee. But the thing is, I found out I had to move. I had to be where I could continue on that trajectory.
You were repressed. You were bogged
right.
down in that in your former life. When I called in,
there was
all
like a,
I could sense uh-huh. was just violet, purple light. I mean, really light, beautiful violet vibrations emanating from you. It was weird
Thank
because
you.
I don't really feel that from a lot of people, and
oh,
I'm really sensitive
yeah.
too. And so, yeah, I was like, wow, her, the color. And I see, yeah, you chose pretty good colors for your show. They match your vibration, your aura. And
well,
I,
Violet
but, yeah,
Phoenix
I can
Publishing.
Sense,
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, well, there you go. But I also sense that, yeah, you were bogged down by your prior life. That's why you probably had to, like, get away from, like, previous partners or whoever. You know, you love your family and all that stuff. I can sense all that. But you also, you need, you're energetically, because you're so psychically porous as well, very psychic, you need your space. You have to get away
mm-hmm.
in order to be at peace. And that's what you're so crazy.
Right.
So
and in Maui, there's undeveloped, you know, there's such pure nature. It vibrates so high. And I have to have that connection. I would just die if I was in a concrete jungle. I just couldn't. Yeah, I have to have that connection, the pure connection to God. You know, until people are vibrating higher, I have to have, yeah, definitely. Thank you. That's exactly it.
I can sense it. It's
well,
beautiful, though.
I love it. So I got a reading today. Yay, confirmation.
Oh,
but, yeah, Maui is so much about love. So I'd love it if you'd call in regularly. I it's nice to have
okay.
people to discuss with because people have so much to learn about what we're talking about. They have to get out of the matrix, you know. And we should be glad that we don't, that we're not there. I think I spent the last year saying, wait a minute, instead of trying to fit in, literally what you said, I finished this up. I'm in my 60s, and last year I finished up my desire to even be like that. The temptation
yeah.
to say, oh, I want to be, I want to. No, I just got to do it my way. So, and to say, hey, that's
well,
great.
Well, I know you're at the end of your show. I actually used to be a host here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm an astrologer, so maybe we will talk again.
Ooh.
And yes,
yeah,
I have a feeling this was meant to be. Yeah, I will.
Oh, I love doing when I have an intuitive astrologer because people love astrology, and that plays a role in our life. So, yes, let's talk about that because I'm always looking for people to do my show with. So please contact
yes.
me.
Yes,
thank you so
I
much.
I promise. You're welcome.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, aloha.
Bye. Aloha.
Oh, how wonderful. Yay. So that was a fabulous show. Thank you for tuning in. Please check on follow so that you get notified when I set up a new show. And I will sometimes do bonus shows during the week, and maybe I'll be doing a show with this astrologer. It sounds like it. So have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you next week. Aloha.